Okay, it's the summer of 2019, which is pretty hard to believe that it's here, but school's out, it's hot outside, and this afternoon, this evening, the Golden State Warriors will win game two on the way to their fifth championship in 4 years. Any Golden State Warrior fans in here? Oh my gosh, CeCe, of all people, CeCe. Steph Curry is going crazy in the second half. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. And this morning, here's what we're going to do. Something a little bit different from what we normally do. We're going to have a little bit of a reflection time. We're going to receive communion together. And during the reflection time, here's the one goal. Really just one goal during this short sermon. I want to encourage you to say yes to something and to bring that into the summer of 2019 with you. And you're going to get to pick what it is, okay? But I'm going to encourage you to say yes to something right here at the beginning of the summer of 2019, to choose something to say yes to, and to bring that into this summer with you. I'm going to encourage you to do that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to bring into the summer of 2019, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of time to reflect on all of this. And all of this is wrapped around just one simple reality. I don't know if this is true for everybody, but for me at least, a lot of the biggest moments of life change that I've experienced have come during the summer. I don't know if it's because the routine's a little bit different. I don't know if it's because I'm more relaxed. I don't know what it is. But a lot of the times that I've experienced serious life change, it's come during the summer. I don't know what the summer of 2019 is going to hold, and I don't know what the summer of 2019 is going to end up being known for in your life. But here's what I hope. I hope that by the time that we get to Labor Day, you'll be able to look back and you will be able to see how God worked in your life in the summer of 2019, and saying yes to one thing is going to increase the likelihood that this be a really great summer. So let me pray for us, and then we're going to do those things. Let's pray. God, thanks for this time that we have together. I pray that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, will be with us as we enter into this conversation about the summer of 2019. God, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but God, we want this to be a great summer. We want it to be a summer where, yes, we have fun and we relax, but God, we want this to be a summer where you work in some surprising and some exciting ways. So God, as we enter into this conversation, what I pray, Lord, is that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, they'll be pleasing to you, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. We pray these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here's one thing that we say in the service periodically, and I want to make sure that we say it this morning. Some of you are here for the first time or the first time in a long time. If you're here more regularly, you've heard this. But here's something that I love, that many of us who are part of this church love about our church. Every Sunday morning, people walk in here having had different experiences throughout life. Here's what I mean. Some of you have walked in here and you're comfortable in church. It feels good to be around church people and in a church and all those things. Some of you, it's the first time or the first time in a while, and it may feel a little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay. And some of you are here and life is going great, and some of you are here and you're really struggling right now, and some of you are here and your life is built around the Christian faith. Some of you are exploring it. This is a good place to ask questions. And some of you may not be a Christian and have no interest in that. You may be far from that. You may even be antagonistic to the Christian religion. And here's all that I want to say. I want to make sure that you know. This is a church. And in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter where you are on those spectrums or any others, you are welcome here. And I speak on behalf of all of us that call this our church home. We're really glad that you're here this morning. So like I said, I don't know if this is just me. I don't know if anybody else can relate with this. But it just seems like during the summer is when serious, significant things have happened in my life. And it doesn't mean the other three seasons nothing has ever happened. But when I look back, especially at the last decade or two of my life, a lot of the big things that have happened in my life have happened during the summer. So I want to tell you about a handful of summers in my life that span about a decade. And there's a theme for each of these summers. Okay, so the summer of 1998, this is the summer after my junior year of high school. The summer of 1998 was a summer of self-discovery for me. I've told you before that I was a shy, I think that it would be fair to say very awkward, middle schooler and high schooler. The summer before my senior year of high school, I went on a couple of trips and began to really figure out, okay, maybe there's more to me than just this shy, awkward young man. So that was a season, a summer of self-discovery. Then you get to the summer of 2000, and that was the summer that I had my first summer job after my first year of college. And it was really a year where I developed a lot of leadership. I was a park ranger. I worked at a state park, and I was the nature guide. Now, when I took over that job, there was no nature program, okay? So I had to develop it and then implement it and all of those things. And it means on the weekends, I was leading hikes and canoe trips, and during the week, I was planning hikes and canoe trips, which meant I was hiking and canoeing by myself all week. It was awesome, okay? But I had to develop this program. It was a year where I learned a lot about leadership. And then the summer of 2002, if you've been in here, you've heard about this summer before, that was the summer of Jesus, okay? I was not a committed Christian before that summer. I had grown up in the church, but it had no meaningful impact on my life, my faith, before that year. And then the summer of 2002, I met God in a new way, and just lots of stuff changed. I won't go into too many of the details today. We've talked about that before. And then the summer of 2006, if you think it can't get any better than the summer of Jesus, the summer of 2006 was the summer of Texas, okay? That's the year I moved to Texas, okay? Okay. You Texans, okay. And then if it can't get any better than the summer of 2006, this rounds out this decade. The summer of 2007, I mean, this was the best. And that was the summer of Amy, okay? That's the summer that Amy and I got married. Now, here's the thing. If you look at each of these things that happened during these summers, there's something that reflecting over the last couple of years, I've realized. None of these things happened by accident. None of these things just were inevitable. When I ask you what the summer of 2019 will be like when you reflect on it, here's something that is so obvious and so simple that yet we often miss. It's not yet determined what will happen this summer. A lot of times we think about the future as if it's some kind of like inevitability, like it's already happened and we just have to get there. It's not true. The summer of 2019 hasn't happened yet. The summer of 2019 is not written. What will happen in the summer of 2019 in large part will depend on decisions that you make. It's not yet determined what the theme of 2019 will be for me or the theme of the summer of 2019 will be for you. In fact, when I look at each of these things, I realize that each of them happened in large part because of one decision that I made each summer. So the summer of 1998, the summer of self-discovery, I really began to come out of my shell because I said yes to going on two trips. I said yes to going on a two-week trip to Philmont Scout Ranch where I built trails for a week and then I hiked on trails for a week. That was pretty easy to say yes to. I'd been there before. I loved the first experience. But then I also said yes to going on a summer mission trip, which I had never been on before. I wasn't involved in the church that we grew up in. I went on Sunday mornings, but we didn't go on Sunday nights. I didn't really like the youth ministry, and frankly, I didn't really like the other kids in the youth ministry. I had no interest in going on this trip at all, but for some reason, I said yes to it. And it is not an exaggeration to say that week ended up changing my life. It would not have been a summer of self-discovery had I not said yes to these two trips. And then in 2000, the summer of leadership, I said yes to a kind of risky job. You see, the job that I interviewed for at Pocahontas State Park outside of Richmond, Virginia, was not to be the nature guide. I interviewed to be a maintenance ranger, okay? I liked the second half of the title. I really wanted to be a ranger, but I didn't like the first half. I had no interest in like weed whacking and mowing all summer long. Now, I have nothing against those things, but the biggest thing that I didn't want to do is I didn't want to spend 11 weeks of my summer with somebody else telling me what to do. So I get interviewed by this guy. He tells me what I'm going to be doing, and I tell him, I don't really want to do that. What I really want to do is take people on nature hikes. He looks at me like I'm crazy, and then 2 days later calls back, and they offer me the nature guide job, okay? But I wanted a job where I could develop something on my own, not spend 11 weeks with somebody telling me what to do, and really exercise some leadership. If I had said yes to the maintenance ranger job, it wouldn't have been a summer of leadership. The summer of 2002, I don't think that it was inevitable that God would break into my life in a powerful way that summer. But midway through the summer, I said yes to praying daily. I said yes to getting down on my knees once a day for 30 days just to see what would happen. And God used that commitment, that yes, to break into my life. I moved to Texas in hot pursuit of two things, in hot pursuit of a young woman named Amy and in hot pursuit of a seminary degree. I didn't deserve either of those things, but I ended up getting both of them, okay? The reason that I moved to Texas was not only for Amy, but also because I said yes to the local church. I knew that I could use the gifts that God had given me in lots of other areas. I talked about this a little bit last week. I could have gone into a lot of different fields, but I really believed in and continue to believe in the power of a strong and a healthy local church. So I came here to pursue a seminary degree, saying yes to the local church. And then the summer of 2007, the theme switches a little bit. It was easy for me to say yes to Amy, but we only got married that summer because somehow Amy said yes to me. I knew I'd say yes to Amy. I wasn't so sure that she would say yes to me, but she did. All of these summers only happened because I chose to say yes to something. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the year in our series, In Gods We Trust. Saying yes to one thing always means that you're saying no to something else. So let me just ask you this, and this is what I'm going to ask you to reflect on. Going into the summer of 2019, it's not yet written. We don't know what's going to happen in the summer of 2019. There will be things that happen that are outside of your control, but there are a lot of things that will happen this summer that are inside of your control. The summer of 2019, these next 11 or 12 weeks, let me just ask you, what will be your one thing in the summer of 2019? What's the one thing that you want to say yes to? Well, what's something that you, at the beginning of this summer, just want to sit down, reflect on? What's one thing that you want to say yes to? Maybe you want to say yes to some kind of an experience, an opportunity. Maybe you want to say yes to some kind of a discipline, some kind of a habit, some kind of a routine. Maybe you want to say yes to some kind of calling that you feel like God has in your life. Maybe you want to say yes to a person, to a relationship that you already have that you want to double down on, to a relationship that is fractured that you want to step back into and seek to reconcile. At the beginning of this summer, summer 2019, it's not written yet. We don't know what it will be known for. Going into this summer, what do you want to be your one thing? What are you going to say yes to this summer? It might be a little bit scary. It might be a little bit of a risk. It might require you to say no to some other things. But this summer, don't waste it. This is fertile ground, the summertime is, for God to grow something new in your life. 2019, what are you gonna say yes to? One of our values around here for our staff is, it's actually, we have seven core staff values, and value number one is this one, that we can only lead someone in a direction that we ourselves are going. That leadership is going somewhere and taking people with you. Directing is telling somebody to go that way. If you were to ask me where the bathroom is, I have two options. I can direct you there by pointing, or I can lead you there by walking there. The other day, Amy took our kids to the pool. On opening day, I wasn't there, she took the kids to the pool, and Mary Frances, our two-year-old, wanted to go down the slide. So Amy set her on the side of the pool, and Boyd, our seven-year-old, who's very responsible, she said, take Mary Frances up the slide. So Boyd goes up the stairs. He stops at the midway point, which is where the blue slide is, which is the one that we want her to go down. Up another level is the red slide, which is like neck breaking, right? Like she can't go on that. So he gets there, and then he points at the blue slide and then keeps going. Well, what do you think she does? She follows him up to the red slide, right? You can only lead somebody in a direction that you yourself are going. We wanted Boyd to go down the blue slide so that she would go down it. I say that to tell you this. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I'm not going to do. So let me tell you what my one thing is for this summer. The one thing that I'm going to say yes to that I'm going to bring into this summer. And he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. This is God speaking to a prophet named Elijah in the Old Testament. Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord? Elijah says yes, and he does it. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. Elijah goes, he's in a cave, and he stands at the opening of the cave. And the Lord says, come out and meet me here. And a wind comes, great and strong. But the Lord's not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake came, shook the mountain. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire came. But the Lord wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. Sometimes it's translated as small voice. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice. I'm reading a book right now. Actually, a guy here this morning gave me, called Lead Yourself First. And it's about the lost art of silence, the lost art of solitude. If I had to break it down and say it as a two-pronged thesis, one is that our society is more antagonistic to any society ever before towards silence, towards solitude, towards quiet. We don't value it. In fact, not only do we not value it, we put things in our lives that seek to keep us entertained all the time. So that even in that brief moment when we're at a stoplight, we either have to have the radio on or we have to have the radio on and our phone in front of us. Our society is more antagonistic than any society in history towards silence and thought and solitude. And prong number two, the great leaders of the past and the great leaders of the future have been and will be those handful of people who have enough discipline to actually practice silence, to actually build into their daily routines, even though it's difficult, time for quiet, time for reflection, time for thought. That many of the great breakthroughs of the past and certainly the great breakthroughs of the future will come through those men and those women who have that kind of a discipline. So what will your one thing be in the summer of 2019? For me, this is what I'm saying yes to. I'm saying yes to quiet this summer. Now, I will also be saying yes to a lot of chaos, okay? Amy's freaking out, right? Okay, I'm also saying yes to our children, okay? But I'm also going to say yes to getting up early, to having time to reflect in the morning, to scheduling out some time during my day to have time, even if it's 5 minutes, to reflect during the day, and to have time before bed at night of quiet with no TV and no phone, just to be. And I don't think I have to tell you what God can do with that. What God can do in your life personally, what God can do for your family, what God can do for you professionally, if you just take a few minutes a day just to be quiet and to reflect. That's what I'm saying yes to, bringing into the summer of 2019. Now, I don't know what exactly that will lead to. I don't know exactly what the theme of the summer of 2019 will be, but I can't know that yet. It's not yet written, but I can know that that's the yes that I feel like God is putting on my heart for me to respond to. So let me just ask you, and then I'm going to give you some time for reflection. What will be your one thing for this summer, the summer of 2019? In just a moment, we're going to receive communion together. What we celebrate in communion is what Jesus did with his disciples, a handful of friends, the night before he was crucified, the night that he was arrested. He took a meal, and Hannah's going to tell you that story in just a moment. But then after the meal, do you remember what he did? Do you know what he did? He went out to a garden, and he prayed. And he took three of his friends with him, but he asked them to stay off back behind him, to stay awake, to pray for him. But he went off by himself, and he prayed, because he knew what God was asking him to do. But he said, God, I don't want to do this. But in that moment of quiet, in that time of solitude with just he and the Father, not only did he express to the Father that he didn't want to do this, but he also somehow mustered the courage to say, but I will say yes to this if this is what you want. This morning, as we celebrate this meal together, just like Jesus, after the meal, or if you're near the back, you could do this before the meal. After the meal or before the meal, will you take a few moments of silence? Resist the temptation to talk to the person next to you. Resist the temptation to start making a list. Resist the temptation to get on your phone. Take a few minutes, just in the quiet, listening to the music, but in the quiet of your mind, to ask the same thing that Jesus did after he had this meal. God, what do you want me to say yes to? What do you desire as I enter into the summer of 2019 for me to bring with me into this summer? What do you want me to say yes to? You bring that into 2019, friends, and let's just watch what God does with our yeses. Let me pray for us. God, thanks for this time that we've had together. And as we turn now to receive communion, God, I pray that you, by the power of your Spirit, will continue to be with us. Lord, give us this time of reflection. We don't know what it is that the next few weeks will hold, Lord. But here at the beginning, help us to know what it is that you are asking us to say yes to. And then help us to trust that if we say yes to that, that you're going to do some pretty amazing things in the summer of 2019. We pray these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.